The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities podcast. I'm your host, Joseph DeYoung. I hope everybody had a great weekend and watched the Super Bowl, and it's such a nice sunny day, and I hope everyone had a good weekend. So today, ladies and gentlemen, I have another guest on my show today. She is the program director for Artists Creating Together. So without further ado, let's welcome Jess Pennens to the show. Good afternoon, Jess. How are you doing today?
Hi, Joe. I'm great. Thank you for having me here.
Hey, my pleasure. So how does it feel to be on my podcast?
I love it. This is way out of my comfort zone, let me first say that. I'm a really introverted person, and so I'm really grateful for you for the opportunity to try this today and experience something different.
Yeah. Well, because I remember when we were at ACT, I remember I talked to you about if you wanted to come on to my podcast, because yep. I know I was looking for someone, and you, I'm so glad that you decided to get out of your comfort zone
Joe.
You're welcome, and you also decided to be on the podcast, so here you are today being interviewed on the show.
I'll try to do you proud.
So tell me about ACT.
Well, Artists Creating Together, or ACT, is a nonprofit in Grand Rapids. So we have an art studio on the north side of town on Leonard and Monroe. In our studio, we have performing and visual art classes, and we also take our art out on the road. So we also do programs in schools, local special education classes in Kent and Ottawa County. We have programs in hospitals and with other community partners. So we're pretty local to Grand Rapids, but we are kind of here, there, and everywhere throughout town, trying to make sure that we have accessible art-making opportunities for people with disabilities.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because if I remember correctly, back in 2022, I met you back in 2022 when you came to ACT, and I was at a show or
something
like that in 2022. I was like at a show.
Yep.
Somewhere.
Or maybe a fundraiser. Since we're a nonprofit, we do some fundraising. And I know we've seen you there too. But yeah, I started at Artists Creating Together in 2021. So we must have met a little bit after that. And then for the last few years, couple of years now, I guess, I've been the program director. So I oversee all of our programming in our studio and in the community.
It's funny you say that because when I was like trying to think of, all right, well, did she start in 2022? Because when I first met you, I thought you were starting with ACT, but now that you said that you started in 2021, so now that answers the question.
Yeah, and I think that we've been connected with ACT, you and I, through our gardening class.
Yeah, that was last summer.
Yep, and we have done community events. So, for example, Artists Creating Together has a family fun night at Frederick Meyer Gardens every summer. And I remember that you and I were hanging out during that evening, and we were taking a tour of the gardens and doing some art there with everyone from ACT. So that was fun. So can I ask you a question, Joe? What's your favorite thing about ACT?
I like being there with the people that I know so well. And I like being there with my friends, just hanging out. And you know, so it really kind of does take away the stress and everything. But we'll talk more about that later on after the show.
Okay.
So, but I'm going to get into the next question for
you.
Sounds
good.
So what does Artists Created Together do to connect with the community? Like are there any other shows or other events that you guys also put on for the spring and the fall and or the winter?
Great question. Well, I'll start with our current events. So coming up in the winter and spring, Artists Creating Together has an annual festival, and that's actually how ACT started way back in the 1980s.
Yeah, 1986,
yep.
I would say.
A group of Grand Rapids families put on the first festival day. And so that festival day has grown and changed. And at this point, ACT still does an annual art festival in the spring. It's a week-long event where we take our creative cube, which is our mobile art studio, to a couple of different schools in the area. And then we also open up registration for special education classrooms to join us for Zoom workshops in music and drumming and dance and
arts and
other
crafts.
Yeah, right. And then we send visual art kits so that they can make art in their classrooms as well. So that is one event where we are trying to connect everybody as much as we can with our resources. So we're looking forward to that in the spring.
Okay, and then you also guys also. And if I remember correctly, you guys also do. You guys have also been doing like an annual fundraiser at the Monroe Community Church in the spring, if I remember correctly. Because when I went there last spring, I remember I came to the event in the spring last year. It was at the Monroe Community Church, if I remember correctly.
Yep. Yep, we did see you there,
yeah.
And I know you've spoken at some of our fundraising events.
Mm-hmm.
So ACT as a nonprofit, our programs are funded through generous donors and sponsors and also through grants. So a couple of fundraisers that we have this year in particular is our annual auction, which takes place in October. And so we are collecting artwork donations. If anyone listening is a professional or a student artist, would like to donate a piece of art to ACT's auction, the proceeds will go back into ACT programming. So that's an event we look forward to. Another one that just occurred to me coming up again in the spring is Action Art. Have you heard of that one, Joe?
I'm not sure if I remember that one.
Okay, so Action Art is an art exhibit. It's a way for artists with disabilities to display and exhibit and sell if they want.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I heard
about
that
artwork.
I actually heard about that last week, Tuesday, when I was in figure.
Yes.
Figure design.
Yes, in that Tuesday night class. So we are we're actively promoting that right now because we're accepting artwork through the end of next week, actually. So it's open to any artist with a disability in Michigan. We will professionally display your artwork in our exhibit in the Grand Rapids Art Museum. We'll be using their Creative Learning Center, their new space. So we're really grateful for the Graham's partnership in that event. But we hope to have about 100 art pieces. And so that's usually really diverse and unique. It's a great exhibit.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then moving on to the next question. And I've had this question in my head what made you want to come to ACT and why?
Good question. This story backs up to my when I was studying to be an art teacher, actually.
Oh.
So I was doing my student teaching, and I thought, man, I just feel like I haven't explored all of the opportunities out there. So I took an internship with Artists Creating Together, and I wanted to learn a little bit more about nonprofit work. So that was back in 2015, and then fast forward all these years later, the position opened up for a program coordinator, and I thought, Artists Creating Together, you know, that was the one that got away. They, I just really love how their team works to promote accessible art activities for the community. I loved the work that ACT did, so that's how I ended up back at ACT after interning many years ago.
Oh, okay, because if I remember correctly, you told me that before you came to ACT, you were working somewhere else, if I'm correct.
Yep, I was. I was a program coordinator for a different nonprofit, and I oversaw their day program. So we met with people with disabilities to provide PT and OT opportunities for them. And I loved that work. I loved nonprofit. And as it happens, I also think that as I mentioned, I'm an introvert. So I do kind of like the administrative side and the clerical things that happen in the office and the emailing and the tracking. And I like all of that kind of stuff, too. So this job that I have right now is a great mix between that different skill set and connecting with people and kind of getting out of my comfort zone, okay. As I mentioned.
So, what was the other nonprofit that you were working with at the time?
So that was Heritage Homes,
okay,
which still exists in Ottawa County.
Okay.
So that's another great organization.
So how was that experience working at Heritage Homes for you?
It was awesome. I really discovered a love of nonprofits, as I mentioned. Because they're so community focused and community driven. And Heritage Homes was a great way for me to kick off my career in that area. So I was really grateful, having just graduated, to have that opportunity to work for Heritage Homes and run that day program. And then every kind of step for everybody, I think, leads you in the way that you're meant to be going. And so that's what happened for me anyway.
Well, if it's something that you want to do, just go out and do it.
That's right. You know? Yeah. Just take it day by day and say, what can I do to reach that goal today or to...
or tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, to get one step closer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Alrighty. And the other question I have for you. So, what is your vision of ACT going forwards?
That's a great question. So I've been at ACT for about 2 years
now. 2 years, correct.
Yep. And in that 2 years, I've seen how much the organization grows and changes with different resources that we have available. You know, maybe an annual program that we had last year is going to look a little bit different this year because we have some different resources. And so I just think that that's so great about ACT, that we're ready to adapt and change and grow. As I mentioned, we started with just one single festival day, and then we've grown into this nonprofit who serves the community in many, many different ways. With a team of 5 full-time staff. And so I want to see that ACT continues to grow and change with whatever is needed for the people in our community year after year.
Well, that's cool because it's pretty great to collaborate with other programs, excuse me, and other nonprofits and organizations too.
It is, yes.
And then you guys also have a creative cube also, which is like a 40 foot long raised trailer. Hopefully I got that correct.
You did, yeah. That's our mobile art studio.
Yeah, because it's funny you say that, because I understand that you guys have a YouTube channel, because I would go on the YouTube channel, and I would look at all the original videos, and I would look at everything that ACT has done for the community and that you guys still continue to do for the community and everything.
Yeah, we do have a YouTube channel.
Yeah, you do.
It's not been as active since the pandemic. Of course, everyone was posting virtually.
Stay home and stay creative.
Yeah, during that time.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been tuning into that.
Yeah, but every year we do have a new music video. Mm-hmm. So that's in the making right now.
Okay, cool.
So within the next year, you'll be able to see our new music video, which will feature some stop motion animation.
Stop motion, there you go. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool, because I know that it has a stop motion video of it in 2019 or somewhere around there.
Yeah, stop motion animation is an art form that we're really interested in. Mm-hmm. It's pretty fun and different, and it's not something that a lot of ACT students have had the opportunity to try. So
okay,
yeah, that's so, pretty fun.
All right, was there something that made you get into art, or was there something that you liked to do, or was it just experiencing art like growing up, or was it more of like drawing or music?
Yeah, well, I have tried music before, but I would consider myself a visual artist. And I think that stems from growing up in a creative family. My dad's a builder, so he builds houses from the ground up. And the work he does is just absolutely fantastic. He's got such creative, big ideas. And so I kind of grew up going to work with him and learning about his craft and his trade. And then my mom, too, is also a talented drawer, though she wouldn't admit to it. And so they just always encouraged me to pursue that if I was interested. So as I mentioned, I thought maybe I would want to teach art. But as it happens, this is a really good fit for me to have kind of the community and art connection.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I am a printmaker, so I make lino cuts in my home studio. And I make handmade stamps and things like that. I love to draw and sketch.
Okay. Yeah. And then, so another question that's coming right at you. Alrighty. So how can people get a hold of Artist Creating Together if they would like to volunteer, or if they would like to be a member of ACT or be an intern?
Yes. So there's tons of ways to get involved. Of course, we open our classes up usually to public enrollment. So if you're interested in becoming an ACT student, you can learn more on our website, which is artistscreatingtogether.org, and on our social media, which is at ACTWM. In both of those areas, we post new classes. We try to keep our ACT families and friends up to date on current events. And we've got a community calendar you can find there on the website. So that's one way to learn more about being an ACT student. If you're interested in interning or volunteering, that would look like helping the staff plan and prepare for programs, and then assisting students in class or working with the teaching artist to provide a great opportunity for students in class. So interns and volunteers can reach out to us. You can also learn more on the website about that, but you can reach out to us in our office for more information and to apply as well.
Okay. And then the last question that I have for you. And then normally I end with this question too. So, the last question, what do you like to do to relax when you're not working at, Artist Creating Together?
That's such a great question. And for me, I love to relax by reading and by gardening. I actually didn't like gardening until I started helping with the gardening class at ACT, which I know you've had some experience with too.
Yeah.
So in my own garden, I grow strawberries and tomatoes and rhubarb. That's been pretty fun in these last couple of years, just to kind of unwind after work, take care of the garden.
Okay.
And then I'm an artist too, so I like to sketch and make prints at home.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, I like to watch, there's like this new channel I like to watch. It's called CraftCTV, so that has a lot of art content.
Oh, cool.
With like drawing and everything. And in the morning, there's like slow TV on there, so it's got like classical music on it. And so you can like watch it if you're like doing sketch drawings or paintings or.
That'll probably help you focus.
Art. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
love that tip. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. All right. So thank you. You know, thank you very much for coming on my podcast today. And it was an honor. It was a pleasure to have you here on the podcast. And I would hope to have you back here on the show in the future.
Thank you, Joe. It was my pleasure.
Hey, you're welcome.
We'll see you at X soon.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's episode of the Joe Show Connecting All Abilities podcast. And before we go, I have a joke of the day. All right. So here's the joke of the day, folks. Why did King Kong climb the Empire State Building? Because he couldn't fit in the elevator.
Good one, Joe.
Thank you. And before we go, ladies and gentlemen, I would also love to thank my guest for being on the podcast today. And if you enjoyed this episode of the Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities podcast, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and also comment down below. You could find my podcast on the Whole Picture Podcast Facebook page, which is powered by WKTV, or you can watch it, or you can find it on Spotify and Apple Podcast and Anchor, which is also powered by WKTV Studios, WKTV, or you can find it on Stitcher. And my podcast airs on Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. and Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. on WKTV channels Comcast 25 and AT&T 99. And I will see you all next month for another episode of the Joe Show Connecting All Abilities podcast. Until now, take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, peace.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.